In a village in northern New Mexico, there lives a wood carver who turns the roots of aspen trees into saints. As a santero, or saint carver, he continues a tradition of Spanish religious art that goes back to the 1700s. But his works are not relics. Nicolas Herrera carves edgy and satirical pieces that reflect contemporary realities of the high desert. NPR's John Burnett reports.
Two things have put El Rito, New Mexico on the map. The tiny El Farolito restaurant that serves the best red chili Frito pie in the world, and the santero, Nicolas Herrera.
Here's where I live. There's a studio. This is my dogs, Rosie, Lily, and Pancho Villa, the little one.
Herrera is 51 and still looks like the biker he once was. His graying hair falls in a braid down his back. He wears a thick, droopy mustache and a jean jacket.
And if you want to come on in.
Sure.
Here in his sun-bathed studio, he creates art that holds up a mirror to this scenic and socially troubled land. On his table is a work in progress. Two policemen standing about a foot high are pointing handguns at a teenager. He was a popular El Rito boy named Victor Villalpando, who was shot and killed by the police last summer. He reached for a toy pistol. Some say he was suicidal. A grand jury chose not to indict the officer.
I decided to do this piece because I want police officers to think before they shoot, you know, and kids to think about what they're doing too, because it's not a game, you know what I mean? These cops are trained to kill you if they have to.
The death of the 16-year-old deeply wounded this isolated village, and so it became a subject for Herrera. He imagines that Villalpando could easily have been him in his rogue days when he drank and doped, rode a Harley, and got in trouble with the cops.
All the experiences that I've had from the drugs and drinking, and it's in my art now. It's in the Smithsonian, you know, it's like pieces that I never dreamed about.
The piece in the Smithsonian Art Museum depicts Jesus riding in the back of a patrol car, which happened to Herrera.
He's like an old hippie, and they're taking him to jail all beat up.
Nicolas Herrera's brightly painted carvings incorporate saints, sinners, drug abuse, guns, lowriders, and the rich panoply of the symbols of Roman Catholicism. One week he's carving St. Patrick and the devil, or painting St. Anthony on an altar screen for a church. The next week he's creating a humorous piece that deals with gambling addiction at Indian casinos or radioactive waste disposal at Los Alamos National Lab just down the highway. In a carving called Noah's Truck, the Old Testament patriarch is driving an 18-wheeler with the animals entering and exiting two by two. That one is in the American Folk Art Museum in New York.
Nicolas Herrera is a wonderful example of a traditional santero who also incorporates modern-day life into his work and expresses what's going on in the here and now.
Nicolasa Chavez is a curator at the Museum of International Folk Art in Santa Fe, which has 10 of his pieces. She says Herrera belongs to a small group of contemporary santeros.
He will draw saints in modern-day clothing. He will have them riding in a lowrider.
Herrera walks out of his workshop and across the yard toward an old adobe house. In the distance, the jagged peaks of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains glow white.
So this one here, this house was built in the 1890s by my grandfather.
His restored 39 Chevy coupe is parked in front. He crosses a little patio and enters his home chapel. The walls are filled with saints, and a large crucifix is embedded in the stone floor.
And my mom's buried under the cross.
The De La Cruz Herrera clan has been living in El Rito since the period when New Mexico belonged to Spain two centuries ago. His grandfather was a potato farmer. His father was a janitor at Los Alamos and a furniture maker. His great-uncle, José Inés Herrera, was a renowned carver of death figures. Nicolas is self-taught. He carved toy animals as a kid, but never considered it as a vocation. When he graduated from high school, he went to work for the Forest Service as a firefighter, and later he joined a road crew at Los Alamos. Everything changed in 1992.
It was a head-on collision. I was a truck coming out, and it hit the side, and that's where it rolled. I was on a Yugo. I almost bled to death that night.
The car accident meant that nothing would ever be the same for Nicolas Herrera. After a near-death experience in the hospital, when he dreamed he was floating down a river and his dead relatives were calling to him from the shore, he knew what he wanted, what he needed to do.
I wanted to carve more religious art. I got more into doing more of the santo art after that whole accident that happened.
Now 23 years into his career as a folk artist, his work is in the hands of private collectors and museums all over the country. he still wonders at the path his life has taken.
I didn't know I was going to be a santero. You know, you don't plan it, it happened. Which is, I guess, is the best way, you know what I mean? Because when you plan things, sometimes they don't turn out the way you want them.
The latest carvings of Nicolas Herrera will be featured at Evoke Gallery in Santa Fe beginning July 25th. John Burnett, NPR News, El Rito, New Mexico.